Hello, and thank you for tuning into our podcast series. My name is Emily Jo, and I'm a freshman at Georgia State. Our honors English composition class has been focusing on advice new college students are given. I was always told attending college is worth the cost, but after my own negative experience before enrolling at GSU, I started to doubt that the benefits of higher education were worth the sacrifices. This advice that college is worth the cost appears in many articles written to incoming students. For example, in the Huffington Post online, the Chancellor of Indiana University Northwest states that the investment in higher education is the best one students can make for their future. I would agree that this advice is valid and it should be followed. In a study published by the Economics of Education Review, Douglas Weber used a broad sample of various people of different sexes and educational backgrounds and charted their average lifetime earnings based on the type of education received. He even differentiated between different kinds of majors. The results showed a discernible difference in income between those who completed college with at least one degree, even with high debt cost. The break-even age Weber established for the financial investment to finally be returned was between 31 and 53. Although this is a wide range of time, these results show that the investment doesn't take forever to return a yield. In some cases, it's somewhat quick. These results were adjusted for both ability and college expenses. From this study, it appears that obtaining a business or STEM degree with average college expenses and median ability entering the workforce can be lucrative relatively early and set students up for more financial gain throughout their lives. Another study focused on more of the psychological costs and benefits of college. In What is Cost and Is It Always a Bad Thing?, Marcus Lee Johnson and Nisayan Savafian surveyed students to identify the non-fiscal costs and rewards of college. Psychological costs included stress, loss of social opportunities, as well as loss of interest in their chosen field or just in higher education altogether. Students also identified beneficial rewards of attending college, which included good adulting skills, such as responsibility, time management, and surety of self. This advice, however, should only be followed under certain circumstances. First, the major and prospective career field should be well-paid and growing. Second, the student should graduate in 4 to 6 years for maximum return on investment. Some actions would make this advice untenable. One would be to pursue a degree with high costs, such as an incredibly expensive tuition without assistance from scholarship or financial aid. Another would be taking over 6 years to obtain a degree. Those situations aside, the advice that college is worth the cost should be followed. The research urges those who believe skipping college saves money to consider the personal development and future financial gains that higher education can bring.